Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As being Muslim, it's our belief that Quran has been revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam due to social requirement, ethical orientation, and proper training of entire universe. I'm using term of entire universe. I'm not using term of human being. Because Quran says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ صدق الله العظيم. The translation is, I have only created jinns and men that they may serve me. The ayah of Quran is very clear. It is describing two different aspects of universe. First is regarding jinn, and second is al-ins. In both of these terminologies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used article. When we translate, it means the jinn, the ins. And today's focal point of discussion is jinn. Mostly we use the term of jinn without knowing facts. What are these and how they are playing their vital role in our absentia as well as in our presence? So sometimes we mix up two different aspects. We cannot create line of demarcation between ajinna, malaika, iblis, and other hidden factors. So that's why we misuse the term of jinn, or we just in English, although English it is very narrow regarding expression, it has only some shadow meanings, saying, are these ghosts? Sometimes you say, are these jinnies? Sometimes people say, these may be spirits. Some people say, these are satans. Some people believe that these are demons, etc. There are thousands of terminologies. These are hidden powers which are around you, may be known as jinn, or whatsoever you understand, but jinn is fact. You cannot negate its existence around you. Sometimes we say, are they the ones that scare people or haunt people? You may be visiting, giving $10, $2, $5 to a particular home to visit there, to go there, and that is known as haunted house. Just I am talking to my youngsters. They must be enjoying, inshallah ta'ala. So, how they behave and how they convert people's, their attitude from happiness to another position. All of a sudden a person is very happy, but he feels himself or she feels himself that he is very sad. Unknowingly, no reason, but he says, oh, there may be some mishappening with me, or there may be some cause, because I don't feel comfort to be easy here. Although he is sitting with family, he is sitting with friends, he is watching movie, he is meeting everyone, just talking, although smiling sometimes, but from inside he is very sad. So there are some terms. First term or terminology is Arraf. You would spell A-R-R-A-F. Arraf. This is Arabic term. Arraf is from, it is Arabic. Arraf Ya'rif means to know something. And from the same word, we keep name Arif. Mostly we say Arif. This is Arif. So, what does it mean? A person who has knowledge. The same is with these powers. Arraf means a group of people which has a special power to send jinnat to the sky and get some information, hidden decisions from the sky for their information, so that they would be known as Arraf, and the power which they have to show in front of people and to be recognized by the people of the society as an authority. These are called sometime diviner and a fortune teller. These people had some jinnat to send to sky to get knowledge, information. And these fortune teller, the fortune teller relies on jinn, I have told you. And jinn used to steal some information. From where? From the sky. And then they used to come back to his amil, the person who has authority over them. And one jinn, it is not a matter of one jinn or two jinn or three jinn. You will not believe it. Their power is so strong that a single jinn could turn the tables of thousands of people at a time. In Quran is there. It is Quran. Quran is saying, when Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam is talking with jinn, and he asked, if I send you there to bring queen along with the setup, so how much time would you require? So how does he say? Say, if you allow me, with your permission, I will go there and come back within few seconds. And then Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam says, no, you are slow. You are slow. This is Quran. This is Quran. And Quran is referring to the power of jinn. So it establishes here that they have power, that they can use and misuse their power. That's why these jinnat, jinnis, hidden powers, used to go there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just stopped them. And they used to steal information from outside this orbit. They were killed by the amber. You know what is amber? Sometime when you watch the sky or look into the sky or see the sky, you will find out there is a big fire, offshoot of fire, shooting star, shooting. That's amber. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered their malaika to start lashing them and just turn down their ulum, I mean the knowledge, their power of hearing of secret words. And which are these? These were especially, these used to be brought to this earth or this land or particular area where these people used to live. They used to know about taqdeer. Easily they could sometime, not every time. Because taqdeer is communicated from top to bottom, and then it is announced here in the earth that he would live for 60 years, 30 years or 40 years, and they used to interrupt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not, someone could ask this question, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own setup. So why he has created this power which is interfering in his affairs or in his power? So the simple answer is that we have been created here for ibadah. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified that some would be mu'min, some would be kafir. Some would be going to fire. They will have to bear the situation. And someone would be given reward in shape of Jannah, that is paradise. So this is natural law. We cannot change it. So after Araf, Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, these people who tell you something, they are kazzab. They tell you lie. Mostly they tell you lie, but they have power, they know something. There are hadith. But mostly they tell you lie. Don't trust them. But Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that they have power because of jinn. And jinnat used to go themselves also because they have their own iqleem, that is known, it is called their own system. No one could go enter, no one could go there. No one could enter into the circle of jinnat until or unless a person is not allowed or he has not been asked to come and join. Let me mention here one example. Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlvi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh is a famous name. This happened with him. It has been reported in books that someday he killed a snake. It was black snake. In the night he sees that someone is knocking at his door. Then all of a sudden some people say, Allama Sahab, you will have to come with us. You are supposed to be here for certain reasoning and you will have to clarify your position. So he went there and there is a big hall. There are thousands of jinnah and the king of jinn is sitting on the top saying, charging, you killed a person today? He said, no. You killed someone? He said, no. He said, look, what is this? All of a sudden when he saw a big snake, white snake, saying, this was a Muslim jinn and you killed this jinn when it was listening your hadith. It was dars, and during dars they come. You don't know, they may be here. They are everywhere. And it was listening you. So as Muhaddis, Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlvi Rahmatullah Ta'ala mentioned hadith. And he said, you know one thing? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam clarified, Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Anyone who has resemblance with its nation, he would be included among them. So he came from a particular identification as a snake. So I thought the snake has come, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whenever you see the dangerous thing, you should kill. So I followed order of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And because of this argument, there was no answer for them, because both of these hadiths supported him. So the jinn who was presiding of the session, who was presiding session, he said, yeah, I endorse these words because I listened myself these ahadiths or these words of Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he was saying this, I was there. These jinnat have long life. They don't have 50 years, 30 years, 60 years. We the people, we are like balloons. We have only 50, 60, 70 average years of life. And we feel ourselves like Dajjal and Firaun and Haman and Qarun, that we are the people here. Quran says, no. You have no authority. Kaifa khuliqat. Look into your own creation. How we created you. You are an output of what? Dust. Your output of what? My dafiq. Such ma, that is water, that if you smell that, you would hate it. Quran says, don't be so proud about your personality, about your wealth, about your personality. You are nothing. That's why Allah says, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Undoubtedly, Allah is the real authority and real giver and has complete knowledge of entire universe. So, Quran has mentioned two powers. One is khair, that is good power, Muslim power, and second is bad power, that is evil jinn. So jinn could be divided into two parts. One is from those category which believes in oneness of God and Prophethood sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow Sharia. And second is like kufar. But they are not munafiqeen. This is the difference. Either the jinn would be mu'min or kafir. Mu'min jinn would be following Sharia and kafir would be following kufr. They are not munafiqeen. We are worse than jinnat. Mostly we are munafiqeen. And why? Because we did not follow Quran and Sunnah as per its actual meaning and spirit. So most of the time when we talk of jinn, that jinn are not only male, they are also female. You may be asking my youth of America, you may be asking, how is it possible that jinn may be male and female? Because they have their own generation. Creativity is there. So they just create their own family. They live like us. Not like us. We are always after dollar or rupees. They don't need dollars. They are after their power, just to capture the power. To capture the power. And then just they want to be very much powerful in the society, and everyone should realize that the real power is jinn power. That's why they are always fighting against human being. This is very interesting. So when there is jinn on the body of any individual, that individual is known majnoon. You know, this is called majnoon. Who is Majnoon? Who is Majnoon? Crazy. Abnormal. Insane. A person who has some impact of jinn on his body, he does not care about anyone. Even most of the time when he is out of sense, he does not care about wife, husband, kids, or anyone, even parents. Just he says, okay, just I want to leave everyone. I don't want to live with you. I am 18 years old. I'm going back. I'm doing it. This is also a second phase of jinn in your society. And mostly jinnat are very active here, mashallah. Mashallah. In shape of something else. So Quran says, telling the same, وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِن مَارْجٍ مِن نَارٍ. The translation of this ayah is, and he created jinns from fire of smoke. From fire of smoke. So now you could understand its creativity, its creation, its nature. If someone asks you how jinn has been created, so in the light of Quran, you could say that jinns from fire of smoke. This Quran says. So the same is here, which I should mention, that Majnoon is a person who has some impact of jinn. partially or completely. There are two types of Majnoon. This Junoon, this Jinn, may be transformed from pregnancy. Let me tell you, some sisters don't know that they have Jinnat on their body because of their hair, because of their perfume usage or anything else, or it may be from his ancestors. Because the same as you take place in this universe, in this earth, the same generation comes through you. It goes from one to another second. It travels. It creates a new one. And the same, the place is here. They're always here in female. When they're pregnant, they make serious impact during pregnancy days. So, mostly those who don't know about Quran or don't care about namaz, about prayers, or don't care about Quranic ayah, they're easily hunted. They're easily captured. They're easily tackled. There will be no problem for them. Even those who pray five times, they're also captured, but it is a little bit difficult for them because they recite Quran. So, Quran becomes a shield in between jinn and person. So this is a way of, this is their attack point. So I mostly say that those who know about their activities, they say that Majnoon person who become incense is known as crazy, and the first symptom of Majnoon is that everyone has anger. It is natural. But beyond the gravity of anger, there are many stages. Psychologists say this is anxiety and depression, but the spiritual power holder or the spiritual guide say this is because of authority over a person through jinn has been established in the body, and they are residing as they are grooming inside and taking place of every inch of the body. So they would not allow this person to come out the scenario of depression because of their own interest, which are known as interest of jinns. So they cannot be identified. They cannot be understood. They cannot be captured. Because 90% or 80% people, those who are spiritual healer in the world, or those who are doing something for others, they are self-notified. And the person who gives his advertisement through television, radio, or newspapers, charging money, how could he serve? So when he gets money, it would be out of question to be beneficiary for others. So let me tell you very interesting things here. The question is that how many types of jinns are here in this world? So first is flying jinn. It is no problem for them. They are heavy or light. They are small or big. They are height-wise, they are how they show themselves. They have such flexible bodies, various shapes. I will tell you later on. So, first is flying jinn, flying genie. And then the second jinn stationed in one area, that particular area. They cannot travel outside their region. They are posted for a particular place. Let me tell you how. Sometimes you may be seeing some such houses, such homes where no one lives. This has been instructed by the ulama that you must try your level best to keep your home lighting. If there is light, you should switch on at the time of prayer of Maghrib. So when there is darkness, they like it. They like it. And they love to live in such home where there is 2 or 3 60 watts or 100 watts bulb. And it is not sufficient for their home, outside as well as inside. Your home at least till 12 o'clock in the night should be fully decorated with lights. Some people don't care about this. And when, after 12 o'clock, they listen some voices and some other things, like someone is walking on the roof. Anyhow, it is a matter of understanding. So jinns are in particular region. And the third is snakes, I told you. They like to come in shape of snakes, scorpions, creeping animals, dogs, etc., cat. Before 1 month, a lady came to me. She was serious, almost she was serious. And I asked the reason why you're so serious. I did not tell to anyone who is here with me. They are working, they are learning this, their science. I did not tell. I just asked that lady one-to-one, just these were my question, and I asked her, for how long you're suffering from this problem? She said, most of the time, I feel this and that. There were many symptoms. So I asked her, if you don't mind, could you tell me about some particular questions? She said, yes. I asked, do you feel pain here? The stomach, this place. This is very important. For male and female also. But for female, it is very dangerous here. Do you feel pain? She said, yes. How do you dream? She said, I always dream that someone is after me, someone is chasing me, someone is going to kill me. I said, okay, do you have any enmity? She said, no. Okay. Then she requested me to visit her home. Usually I don't go, but it was so serious, I had to go there. It was time between Maghrib, between Asr and Maghrib, 5 o'clock in the evening. When I visited there, just as she requested me to enter, I said, no, let me stay here. Let me see something. And I saw near the window, she says, yes. I said, okay. Then I started to recite something, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, because of that. I told her something and I said that, okay, you would know yourself what's going on here. After 5 or 6 days or 1 week or 2 weeks, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks, she rang me up and she said, my neighbor called my daughter and he showed something and he was digging up there and all of a sudden, after going into the depth of 1 feet, 2 feet, he saw a big grave there. That was grave. And the grave was inside the home. Inside the home. And not only one grave, there were four or five graves there. Still, these graves are there. And I have not told anyone, including Khalifa Sahab. If you are interested, you can purchase that home. It is for sale. It is for sale. And they are Hindus. I told them that you should remove all these murti from your home. You take care of these things. You should continue with this. And inshallah ta'ala, you'll be okay. Now, alhamdulillah, they're okay. They're living there, but they feel fear to go home. And they're ready to give it even free. But if someone knows this, this may put someone in hot waters because it would not help to anyone except those who really pray 5 times and know about the science of spiritual healing themselves. Like you people, if you pray 5 times, you can purchase that home. That is really a good deal for you. Okay. Now, the people who know about the science of jinnat, they may order jinnat to come out from body. This is hadith Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all of you know this name, narrated this hadith. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I saw Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do three things which no one before or after me saw. I went with him on a trip. On the way we passed by a woman sitting on the roadside with a young boy. She called out, "O Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this boy is afflicted with a trial, and from him we have also been afflicted with a trial. I do not know how many times per day he is seized by fits." He said, "What is problem with him?" He says, she requesting that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was okay, but now whenever we talk him, when we want to invite him, just he starts shouting and he starts beating others, and sometimes he goes to kill people. And he has such power that even 5, 6, 7 people cannot control him. He becomes so powerful." So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Let me recite something." Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started to recite Surah An-Nas, "Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharril waswasil khannas." He started reciting, and just after finishing of recitation of Quran on him, Rasul Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam blew on him, and he blew on the water and just gave him to drink. All of a sudden he was okay, and he said, "It looks that I was dreaming or sleeping." This was a statement of that young boy. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the people, be aware of these evil power. They always take place in your bodies, and they want to capture you, and they would never allow you to be free or to enjoy your life. So always say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." And also he taught that you should say, "Astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli zambin wa atubu ilayhi." And the third word is, "Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar." These are the words which always protect people from these evil eyes. So there is another hadith which has been reported by other Sahabi, Hadrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, when Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to see faces of the people, he used to know what is problem with him. That's why we usually say, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are facing this problem." So evil eye, jinn, or any other bad thing which is on the body, Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray for us, and we were okay, there was no problem for us. So this is barakah of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is very important and interesting for you, that sometime it is difficult to get rid of shayateen from the body. I mean, these evil power like jinnat, not Muslim jinnat also, they are beneficial. But sometime when they get married with female, they're not beneficial. They never allow to be pregnant. They never allow to be happy with husband. And the same is with husband, with male. They're also, some female jinnat come in their dreams, and they have every kind of things with them. The same happens with male and female. And this, there are hadiths, I don't want to go in detail, these are hadiths which prove about my statement. So it is very difficult to get rid of these shayateen from the body, by reading Quran or by requesting the devil out may not be enough. It would not be enough to say, "Okay, you come out, you just get rid of this." Or, "No, you leave it, you will have to leave it," because when it is on the body, it talks like human being. And the first principle of this is that when a lady is talking, her voice would be changed. She would be talking like male. So sometime when Ayaz bhai was with me, some lady, just she stood up, isn't it? And she started talking like men. And she was so powerful, you can't believe she attacked. She wanted to kill us. I said, okay, good. Good, you go ahead. And all of a sudden, when we talked and dealt properly, and she was okay. And since then, till now, alhamdulillah, she is okay.
And that was a subcontinent jinn. Subcontinent jinn. So, when you say you come out from this person, they never allow. So, this is reported by Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu in a narration. Umme Aban from her father, that when we reach the Allah's Messenger, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said, I have with me a person who is facing this problem. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to blow on him, and he touched his face, and he started to beat him slowly sometime. And sometime it is so typical to deal with them, so they are lashed, they are beaten properly. I mean, the person who would be seeing himself that, oh, this man is beating my brother. This man is beating my brother. He is doing this. He would become crazy. Again, another one crazy. New crazy, new edition of crazy. So, he would say, no, don't do it. So, that's why we usually don't allow people to see this tamasha. This kind of treatment is not done in front of people. When we beat such patient, it does not mean to beat literally. It means that he feels that someone is beating. His feelings are so aroused, so high, that when you keep your finger here, should I tell you all of you? When you keep your finger here, this finger, any normal person would be seeing that this is finger only, or hand is here. But that it becomes more than measles. It is so speedy. And it is kind of fireball around the person. That jinn or any evil eye or anything which is on the body cannot come out from there. And when you recite anything, what has been permitted to license people, so all of a sudden that person would be shaking. First symptom is, if someone is real alim, has knowledge about this, when he recites something, and if someone has this power on his body, he would be shaking. His eyes would be closed, or sometime his breath would be so stinking or unbearable. Yeah, you cannot believe, even if you're sitting there and you're talking to a person who is there, and he has this kind of black magic or anything else, that you will be feeling that, oh, he's not behaving properly, because his face would be changed. It would be, I mean, any person who has this power would be seeing himself that the person, lady or male or female, would become like dog. In the films, in the movie, when you see that change of faces, these are true. Sometimes these are true. You can't believe. Anyhow, so then when we recite Quran and we see all of this, then curing a person to remove a jinni may require the afflicted individual be beaten many times. He should be beaten many times. You say, no, this is crime. So, okay, it may not be done here, but it is done in the world. Then, such beating will fall on the jinn, while the possessed human does not feel these blows on his body. When a demented person regains consciousness, he would be a witness to those around him that he did not feel the pain of the beating. This is true. There are many people, they were beaten, but when they come in their sense, what happened to you? Just they open eyes. What happened to me? Why I'm here? Why I'm lying here? Why are you around me? Why are you seeing me like this? Because he or she was out of sense. Any ordinary person, if you visit any ordinary person who takes you to subconsciousness or incense, the condition of incense, and he has no power to bring you back to the actual position, it may cause death. It is very serious. It may cause death. So, don't go to ordinary people showing yourself that, I have this problem, and just you discuss your problems with him or her. No, never do this. The Quran is the greatest authority. You recite Quran, you read Quran, you have relation with Awliya Ikram or the people who always do good for others. That would be enough for you. And then you have your relation with Sufi orders, but not fraud Sufis. Fraud Sufis are really fraud. They are not Sufis, they are Kufi. Let me tell you the top secret of how could you keep your ajinna away from this. Any person that starts eating without mentioning the name of Allah, jinn enjoy sharing that type of food with that person. You should recite Alhamd once and three times Surah Ikhlas. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen till Walad Dalin, and then Qul Huwallahu Ahad Allahu Samad three times. And after that you should start eating. Even if you are taking like tea, people don't care, just they start. This causes some serious complicated disease inside which you cannot locate yourself. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to offer words of Quran on the food. And this is philosophy of Silsilah Qadriya, Chishtiya, Naqshbandiya, and Sohrawardiya. I mean, Silsilah Qadriya, Chishtiya, Naqshbandiya, Sohrawardiya orders, also Rifaiya, that they never eat anything until or unless they don't offer Fatiha on the food. To recite Quranic verses on the risk or food is also a real genuine cause of barakah in the food. So shaitan, when he extends his hand to eat that food without your permission, he just withdraws his hand. When there is name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the food, then shaitan cannot dare to share with you. Have you understood this? Okay. So there is no limit for their mischievous activities. They sleep with you. They sleep with you. Husband and wife are there in their privacy, and third one is that shaitan, that is jinn. They would not allow. And because of that, some serious problems occur. I don't want to discuss those. When you're sitting alone, you feel unknown fear. Someone is around me. Someone is touching me. And especially female, they complain that when they lie down or sit down or stand up, they feel that someone is touching their back, especially the touch from backside. Someone, they feel that husband has come. When they see the back, when they turn, no one is there. Sometimes, male or female, anyone, they may be listening voices, someone is calling, because they know you. They know you more than everything. So they say, okay, you have not taken food here. There was you. I was remembering you. Why did you take these things? So you may be talking to that jinn without noticing that you are talking to jinn. And the jinn would be giving you a response and you would be talking with him. So they get married with you. So they have their relation with you. They want to promote their family from female, and they really like to have friendship with female and also from male. And because of this, they cannot establish their family life, domestic life. If there are many significant changes in the body of a person, like those who don't want to live in this world, or to live happily in this world with others, they must realize, apart from medical sciences, medical problems, or medical factors, any disease, there may be serious attack of jinn. Because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the devil, jinn, is your hidden enemy. You should be very much cautious from that unseen power, that is jinn. They come to you, they join you, they sit with you, they talk to you, but you cannot recognize. So, summarizing today's speech, we can say that the Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us a comprehensive sketch of our life, and he has told us how to save ourselves from these powers and how to bring a change in the society through reading Quran, and how can we protect ourselves becoming very nice with jinn. Jinn may be helping you. They are very much helping. If they become your friend, they will be helping than your real friend. But never try to be friend of jinnat, because they cannot be trusted. If you misuse them once, they will be after you forever. Even after death, they can dig up your grave, take your body out, and they can take revenge from you after death. There are many instances, there are many examples. So, how can we protect ourselves? This may be asked, let me tell you. Only when Shaitan was sent to this sky, to this world, Nabi Kareem Sallam said, you can keep Shaitan away if you recite Ayatul Kursi 7 times. So you make sure that you yourself and also your kids recite Ayatul Kursi, or they have learned Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. You must recite this Ayatul Kursi, because this is a comprehensive knowledge of Quran as well as protection from all kind of diseases, including your physical diseases. So, this is first treatment, and second treatment is also very easy. Just after completion of your prayer of Isha, you should recite 111 times, Allahu Fatir Samawati Wal Ard. Allahu Fatir Samawati Wal Ard. Allahu Fatir Samawati Wal Ard. 111 times. If you recite, then you would be saved for 24 hours. It is insurance. And second, and the third, if you can't remember this, it is too long, so So third is Allahu Qayyumun. Allahu Qayyumun. Allahu Qayyumun. Allahu Qayyumun. 111 times. Whenever you have time, you recite it. And you just blow on your heart. You can blow on your kids, but this is very easy. You teach them. But you make sure that your kids are clean. There are many reasons, and the major reason of this problem is that most of the people are not clean. They don't take care of their wudu. They don't take care of their just cleaning themselves. So be sure you're clean. And even if you don't know this, Ya Malikul Mulk, Ya Malikul Mulk, Ya Malikul Mulk, Ya Malikul Mulk, you can recite this 51 times. 51 times. When you complete this 50 times, you just blow on this finger. This is Shahada finger. Three times you make a circle in your home. If there is anything in your home, dead body, spirit, devil, jinni, jinn, bhoot, pareed, dubla, patla, koi, anyone, anything, it would be, inshallah ta'ala, it would leave the home immediately. You should continue for 40 days. Or anyone is suffering from unknown disease, they must recite Allahu Nurun wa Haqqun. Allahu Nurun wa Haqqun. Allahu Nurun wa Haqqun 511 times every day, and he or she should just after dawn, but before sunrise. You just blow on water, you may blow on your food, and then you have it. Inshallah ta'ala, by the barakah of Quran, I assure you, these words have been experienced. Inshallah ta'ala, every problem would be gone, including your physical disorder, mental disorder, inshallah ta'ala. Some people say, giving taviza in English. Giving taviza is shirk. And they are living with such a manner that neither they don't do anything for others, nor they allow people or Sufia orders to dismantle these problems from the society without charging money from others. They always say this is sin, this is shirk. Let me tell you one thing, if you have any taviz, any naqsh, that is not shirk, because Alhamdulillah, as you recite Quran, Surah Nas, we write Quran there. So having writing of Quran with you, or having Quran with you, is not shirk. This is pure barakah, blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone says this is shirk, he may be mushrik, because he did not follow the term of shirk. So you must understand, there are many people who say, oh, this is jadu. They do jadu. They are doing jadu. Don't go there, because they are doing jadu. So they are rubbish. They have not understood the philosophy of Islamic treatment, healing, and larger interest of the human being, not Muslims, also non-Muslims. That's why they always stop. No, not to go there. Don't do this. This is shirk. This is bidah. Person would be dying, then their shirk bidah would be starting. Just they are playing with this. Always shirk, 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 shirk. People are dying. People are facing problems. They need help. You stop them. Who is criminal? You, the people who are misinterpreting Islam. So we should not listen to anyone. But if someone is charging money, demanding money, he is fraud. Never go there. Be open. Read Quran. Learn yourself. Go to alim. Learn Quran. And then inshallah ta'ala, you would be understanding that how Quran gives you shifa. Quran un shifa un linnas. Quran is a complete cure for others. So we are unlucky that we don't go for Quran. We go for doctors, other people, everyone except Quran. And this is not fault of others, non-Muslim. This is a fault of Muslim scholars. They are creating hurdles to read Quran by saying mushrik, kafir, bidat, this. Just give up these feelings, give up this school of thought, and come to the traditional approach of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Awliya Kiram, that when you go to Awliya's Mazarat, when you go to Awliya Kiram, they will be praying for you, and you will be getting shifa from their dua, inshallah ta'ala. They are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, when you go to friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you will get? You will get benefit. Suppose if you go to the friend of American president, what will you get there? Naturally, you would be identified, oh, this is friend of American president, oh, this is a big man, oh, big shot, in your language, it's a big shot. So, who goes to the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is this? The greatest name. Awliya Ikram. Friends of Allah. So when you go there, you will get shifa, dua, noor, hidayat, blessing, mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our invitation for all to go to Allah's door through wasila of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look, the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the face of Awliya Ikram. When you see them, you will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah has beautified this world through Awliya Ikram and a beautiful name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me tell you, when you say three times sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that your problem would be over if you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you present your salam and through to me, I'll be responsible to take care of your health and your feelings. That's why I was telling you to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you listen name of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with these words, I complete my speech here, and I pray from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the reward of your presence here and to give you complete cure from all kind of diseases, and may Allah bless all of you, and especially my younger generation and my these shining faces who are tomorrow of the world. May Allah bless them from all kind of influence of jinnat, unseen circumstances and other things. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you very much.